Page 6.
Green and white, blue and white, and brown and white signs are used to provide helpful information. The green sign is used to provide destination types of information, while the blue sign is used to inform regarding motorist services. The brown sign is used to advise of historical or cultural interests that might exist in the area. Orange and black and pink and black signs are used to advise and warn in construction, orange, and incident, pink areas. They are used with black and white signs that convey regulations that might exist only because of the construction effort or the incident. Sign shapes. First and second pictures. Octagon. Stop. This eight-sided shape always means stop. You must come to a complete stop at the sign, stop line, pedestrian crosswalk, or curb. Wait for any vehicle or pedestrian to clear the way. At some intersections, you'll find a sign beneath the stop sign that reads all way or four way. At these intersections, all vehicles on all roads leading into the intersection must stop. If you get to the intersection at the same time as other vehicles, the driver on the left must yield to the driver on the right. Third and fourth pictures. Triangle. Yield. You must slow down as you come to the intersection. Be prepared to stop. Let any vehicles, pedestrians, or bicyclists safely pass before you proceed. Fifth and sixth pictures. Rectangle. Regulatory or guide. Vertical signs generally give instructions or tell you the law. Horizontal signs may give directions or information. Page 7. Seventh picture, diamond, warning. These signs warn you of special conditions or hazards ahead. Slow down and drive with caution. Be ready to stop.
Pentagon, school zone, school crossing. This five-sided shape marks school zones and warns you about school crossings. Two signs may be used together to show the actual location of the crosswalk.
First picture. Regulatory signs inform you of the law. You must obey their instructions. Remember that a red circle with a slash means no. The symbol inside the circle tells you what is prohibited. Second picture. Speed limit. These signs tell you the maximum legal speed that you may drive on the road where the sign is posted when weather conditions are good. During rain, snow, and ice, you may receive a ticket for driving too fast for the conditions, even if you are driving at or less than the posted speed limit. Third and fourth pictures. Do not enter. Wrong way. These signs mean you cannot drive in that direction. If you drive past these signs, you are going in the wrong direction and could get into a head-on crash with vehicles headed your way. Cautiously turn around. Fifth and sixth pictures. One way. Traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. Seventh picture. No left turn. Left turns are against the law. In Virginia, U-turns are considered as two left turns and are illegal if this sign is posted. Eighth picture. No right turn. Right turns are illegal. Do not make a right turn when you see this sign. Left column. Ninth picture. No U-turn. U-turns are illegal. Do not make a U-turn when you see this sign. Tenth picture. No turn on red. You may not turn on the red light. Wait for the signal to turn green. 11th picture. Do not pass. This sign marks the beginning of a no-passing zone. You may not pass cars ahead of you in your lane, even if the way is clear. Left turn yield on green. This sign is used with a traffic signal. It tells you that the traffic turning left at a green light does not have the right of way and must yield to traffic coming from the other direction. Stop and look for oncoming traffic, then proceed with caution. Keep right. A traffic island, median, or barrier is ahead. Keep to the side indicated by the arrow. Lane use control. These signs are used where turns are required or where special turning movements are permitted for specific lanes. Traffic in the lane must turn in the direction of the arrow. High occupancy vehicle. These signs indicate lanes reserved for buses and vehicles with a driver and one or more passengers as specified on the sign. Disabled parking. Parking spaces marked with these signs are reserved for people with disabled parking permits.
Page 8, left column. Warning signs alert you to possible hazards ahead. Slow down and watch for other pavement markings, signs, signals, or work zones that may follow. First picture, advisory speed. This sign indicates the maximum safe speed for a highway exit. Second picture, reduce speed limit ahead. Prepare to reduce your speed. The speed limit is changing ahead. Third and fourth pictures, stop ahead, yield ahead. A stop sign or yield sign is ahead. Slow down and be ready to stop. Fifth picture, signal ahead. Traffic signals are ahead. Slow down and be ready to stop. Sixth picture, no passing zone. This sign marks the beginning of a no passing zone. You may not pass cars ahead of you in your lane, even if the way is clear. Seventh picture, merge. Two lanes of traffic moving in the same direction are about to become one. Drivers in both lanes are responsible for merging safely. Eighth picture, lane reduction. The right lane ends soon. Drivers in the right lane must merge left when space opens up. Drivers in the left lane should allow other vehicles to merge smoothly. Ninth picture, divided highway begins. The highway ahead is split into two separate roadways by a median or divider, and each roadway is one way. Keep right. Tenth picture, divided highway ends. The highway ahead no longer has a median or divider. Traffic goes in both directions. Keep right.